God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. When I was a little kid, I used to go to a little country store across the highway from Bill Rice Ranch. It was called Lane's Country Store. There used to be an old gas pump out front, which is now gone. The building, the shack, actually, is well over 100 years old. And as I recall, there used to be a wood-burning stove inside that store. And there used to be guys in the Spit and Whittle Club. They would just sit around and spit and whittle and solve the world's problems. And when I was a kid, we used to go there and buy popsicles in the summer. And there's nothing better than a popsicle on a hot day. And there's nothing that melts more quickly than a popsicle on a hot day. They just become liquid instantly. You know, sometimes friends can be like that. People can be like that. They can just melt. You might call them fair weather friends. When you're popular, when things are going well, when everything is good, they're your friend. And when things turn, they do as well. Job was a man who owned much and lost everything. His wife said, just curse God and die. And she had been through trouble also. But that's exactly what the devil said that Job would do, though he never actually did it. It was suggested to him by his wife. Job had three friends. And to their credit, when they heard of his calamity, the family he'd lost, the wealth he'd lost, the health he'd lost, they came and just sat with him and said nothing. And that's a good start. But what follows is they're assuming that Job had done some specific evil, and therefore this was God's judgment. Verse 17, Job is speaking, and he says, what time they wax warm, meaning my friends, what time they, my friends, wax warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. They just melt away. Job later says, how forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove? They were saying good things, but they didn't have the whole picture. If you want to know the big picture, you look at the first chapter of Job and the last chapter of Job. God said of Job, have you considered my servant Job? He's a good man. And as far as Job and his friends were concerned, they didn't even know that the devil was in this story. Job, the devil, and God. And Job knew about his felt innocence. He knew about God. He didn't even know that the devil was involved. So consequently, when his friends tried to be a help to Job, they were trying to be a help with what they knew, which was not all the facts. Now, look, you want to be a good friend, and you want to have good friends. And a good friend connects the truth about God with the truth about you, with the truth about people. Job's friends, indeed, they said many true things about God, but they didn't know what was going on. So they weren't able to connect the truth about Job with the truth they knew about God. Being truthful is not a matter of being hard or easy. It's a matter of being truthful. It's a matter of, you know, sometimes we have no sympathy with people and we think, well, your problems are all your fault. Other times we feel their pain, but we don't ever confront them with things that perhaps have caused the problems in the first place, things that they have done. You know, the proverb says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. It's a beautiful thing. So if I want to be the kind of friend I should be, I need to say the right thing to the right person in the right way at the right time. All four of those things are important, and all four of those things are easy to lose sight of. So if you have a friend that's in need, or perhaps you are a friend in need, remember, help comes from a fitly spoken word at the right thing at the right time to the right person in the right way. In short, it means a good friend connects the truth about God with the truth about others.